Hello there, fellow Montenegrin news watchers. Ella Phillips and I are going to be talking about Christmas traditions in Montenegro and some background information. Hello, Ella. Can you tell us some background information about Montenegro?
A little background information about Montenegro is that it is located in the Balkans. The Balkans is a region in Southeast Europe. The Montenegrin people are mostly Orthodox Christian. Their national animal is a lion, and their national anthem is called Sira Gora Montenegro. Their flag is a picture of two eagles facing away from each other and a shield in the middle. It represents the unity of the church and state.
Thank you. Now can you tell us how Christmas in Montenegro is celebrated and some traditions?
In Montenegro, there are many traditions that people do, such as lighting bonfires meant to last all day and night on Christmas. Some people don't even eat food that comes from animals during the Advent season. Montenegro is a very traditional country, and Christmas begins on January 8th instead of December like other countries. How do you say Merry Christmas in their language, and what is their language?
The most spoken language in Montenegro is Montenegrin. It is a variety of Serbo-Croatian family. The way Merry Christmas is said is Hrvoje se rodi.
What are some similarities and differences between Montenegro's Christmas and the United States' Christmas?
Well, Montenegro and the U.S. both celebrate the religious aspect of Christmas, the birth of Christianity's Messiah, Jesus Christ. Unlike the U.S., Montenegro's Christmas is on January 8th. On the other hand, Christmas in the U.S. is on the 25th of December. The U.S. decorates a lot more festive with decorations such as bows, wreaths, Christmas lights, and trees with ornaments. In Montenegro, they usually focus on the religious aspect, not the festive part. That's why when you visit Montenegro during Christmas, you don't usually find many festive things. Most Christians in America go to church that night, but in Montenegro, they make chicken clucking noises to represent their love for Jesus. Also, another tradition difference after church in America, they will put out delicious cookies and milk for Santa. In Montenegro, there's a coin hidden in bread called Sesenica, and whoever gets the coin will be fortunate next year. In America, people usually eat ham, turkey, or roast beef with cranberry sauce after church. In Montenegro, they eat something called kudija for Christmas dinner. To finish it off, we're going to tell you some fun facts about Montenegro when they're not on Christmas.
Montenegro got its name meaning Black Mountain from the dark forest that covers the land. And the village of Mitrovica has the oldest olive tree in the world. Montenegro, like the rest of Yugoslavia, was liberated by the Yugoslav partisans in 1944. Montenegro became one of the six continent republics of the Communist Socialist Federal Republic of Yugoslavia, SFRY. Its capital became Podgorica, renamed Titograd in honor of President Josip Broz Tito. Wikipedia. 99% of Montenegro's population can read. Their government type is parliamentary republic. The flight time to get to Montenegro to the U.S. or vice versa is 2 hours and 38 minutes. One of the biggest tourist attractions is called Our Lady of the Rocks. Why everyone here is because of the art in the museum and because it is a Roman Catholic church. Overall, Montenegro is a very interesting and extraordinary country that more people should know about.